Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Two-day BRICS Foreign Ministers Summit to begin tomorrow in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds bilateral talks with his counterparts from Russia, South Africa, Brazil, Maldives and Chile. Russia assures it will fulfill all energy pacts with India despite rising global tensions. US President Donald Trump lands in Beijing for crucial talks with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Top CEOs including SpaceX chief Elon Musk and Nvidia's Jensen Huang join visiting delegation. And in weightlifting, India's Gyaneshwari Yadav clinches silver and bronze medals at Asian Senior Championships in Gandhinagar. The two-day BRICS Foreign Ministers Summit begins in New Delhi tomorrow. Ahead of the meeting, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from several countries, including Russia, South Africa, Brazil, Maldives and Chile. The External Affairs Minister held delegation-level talks with the Russian side, led by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this evening. In his opening remarks during the meeting, Dr. S. Jaishankar said, in the last few years, both nations have seen a steady and sustained growth in the bilateral partnership.
The last few years have seen a steady and sustained growth in our bilateral partnership. Its economic and energy dimensions have become more pronounced. Our political cooperation is even more valuable in an uncertain and volatile global environment. We have expanded our collaboration in science and technology. The mobility of talents and skills has acquired greater salience, and our interest in ensuring better connectivity is deeper.
Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with his South African counterpart, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Minister in a social media post said they agreed on the need to intensify interactions through institutional mechanisms. On meeting with Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira, the External Affairs Minister said India values Brazil's support and perspectives on India BRICS chairship. During his talks with his Maldivian counterpart, Irudisham Adam, Dr. Jaishankar said, they underlined the neighborhood first policy and reviewed bilateral cooperation. The External Affairs Minister also met Minister of Foreign Affairs of Chile, Francisco Perez Mackenna, this morning. Dr. Jaishankar said, both sides discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation to diversify markets and supply chains, boost exports of priority goods and expand opportunities in the services sector. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has also arrived in New Delhi to take part in BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting. BRICS Foreign Minister and head of delegation from member and partner countries will participate in the meeting, which will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar tomorrow. They will also call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the meeting, the foreign ministers of BRICS member countries will exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. On the second day, on Friday, BRICS member and partner countries will participate in a session themed BRICS at 20, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. It will be followed by a session on the reforms of global governance and the multilateral system. The BRICS foreign ministers held their last meeting on the margins of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly on 26th September last year. The meeting was chaired by India in its capacity as the incoming BRICS chair for 2026. Anupam Mish, World News, Delhi.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has pledged that agreements on energy supplies to India will be fulfilled despite rising geopolitical tensions and growing external competition over global energy routes. During an interview, Mr. Lavrov asserted that the relationship between the two countries is impossible to destroy.
Well, it's not only oil and gas, it's much more. And it started with Indian independence. From the very beginning, the Indian leaders visited the Soviet Union, the Soviet leaders visited India, and this established very strong confidential personal relationship. The fact that the economies of Russia and India are mutually complementary is also helping.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a six-day visit to United Arab Emirates, UAE, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy on Friday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George, informed that on the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE on Friday.
Prime Minister will begin his visit from the UAE on 15 May, where he will meet the President of the UAE, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and exchange views on bilateral relations, in particular energy cooperation, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. During the visit, both the leaders will discuss avenues to further deepen our bilateral ties in areas including trade, investment, energy, technology, culture, and people-to-people connect.
According to official sources, during the visit to UAE, one of the key areas of focus will be energy security. The sources said two MOUs in the areas of LPG and strategic petroleum reserves are likely to be concluded during this visit. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump arrived in Beijing today for a high-stakes summit with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. During their two-day talks beginning tomorrow, the two leaders are expected to discuss a range of critical issues, including war involving Iran, U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, trade and artificial intelligence, and tariff amid growing economic and technological rivalry between the world's two largest economies. The U.S. president has brought along several top business and technology executives on his visit to China. Among the prominent executives accompanying President Trump are NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Tesla and SpaceX chief Elon Musk, and BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. In Lebanon, 12 people were killed in seven separate strikes by Israel targeting vehicles south of Beirut and in other parts of the country. The Israeli military said it had targeted infrastructure belonging to the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah in several areas of southern Lebanon. The attack comes despite a U.S.-mediated ceasefire between the two sides announced in April. More from our correspondent.
The fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire remains uncertain after President Donald Trump described the truce as being on life support and rejected Tehran's latest proposals. Tensions in the Strait of Hormuz remains high, with maritime traffic severely disrupted and hundreds of vessels reportedly stranded in Gulf waters. A subsidiary of Abu Dhabi National Oil Company confirmed that one of its tankers damaged in a drone attack last week leaked a small amount of fuel off the coast of Oman, raising environmental concerns. Bahrain and the United States have pushed a UN-backed resolution demanding freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and calling for an immediate halt to attacks on commercial shipping. The proposal has received broad international backing. Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested wanted narco-terrorist Iqbal Singh Alaishera after successfully securing his extradition from Portugal following prolonged diplomatic and legal efforts. He had been absconding since 2020. In weightlifting, India's Gyaneshwari Yadav bagged two medals, a silver and a bronze, at the Asian Senior Championships in Gandhinagar today. Gyaneshwari won a silver in the snatch section in the 53 kg category and then an overall bronze medal in the event with a combined lift of 194 kilograms. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Two-day BRICS Foreign Ministers Summit to begin tomorrow in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds bilateral talks with his counterparts from Russia, South Africa, Brazil, Maldives and Chile. Russia assures it will fulfill all energy pacts with India despite rising global tensions. US President Donald Trump lands in Beijing for crucial talks with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Top CEOs including SpaceX chief Elon Musk and NVIDIA's Jensen Huang join visiting delegation. And in weightlifting, India's Gyaneshwari Yadav clinches silver and bronze medals at Asian Senior Championships in Gandhinagar. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.